Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotion is called Our Origin Story. And suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues, as of fire, appeared to them and rested on each of them. That's Acts 2:2-3. You see, Peter Parker, he was bit by a radioactive spider and became the Amazing Spider-Man. Bruce Banner was hit by an experimental explosion of gamma rays and became the Incredible Hulk. A group of disciples had flaming tongues dropped on their heads, and they became Christ's glorious church. This event was our origin story. This is the beginning of the movement that we are a part of today. The church is a movement not because it hosts the best potlucks, nor because it has such wonderful buildings, nor because it has such great people in it, nor because it has a bunch of forgiven people in it. Those are all wonderful things to have, but the Church of Jesus Christ is a movement because it is super powered. The church is powered by the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit, we are a very large and very committed social club who likes to get dressed up nice in our nice clothes on Sunday mornings, and that is about it. In fact, I would go so far as to say that the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church, which also happens to be an individual gift to each and every believer who has ever lived, is actually the way that God brings us into the very union that is shared within the eternal relationship of God that we call the Trinity. C.S. Lewis explains it this way. He says, "The union between the Father and the Son is such a live, concrete thing that this union itself is also a person." He says, "I know this is almost inconceivable, but look at it thus. You know that among human beings, when they get together in a family or a club or a trade union, people talk about the spirit of that family or club or trade union. They talk about its spirit, in quotes there, spirit, because the individual members, when they're together, do really develop particular ways of talking and behaving, which they would not have if they were apart. It is as if a sort of communal personality came into existence when they gathered. Of course, it is not a real person in that situation. It is only rather like a person. But, this is C.S. Lewis's point, that is just one of the differences between God and us. What grows out of the joint life of the Father and Son is a real person. It is, in fact, the third person of the Trinity, the third person of three persons who are God. Now, This is amazing. This person who is the person who we call the Holy Spirit. When Jesus poured out this person on those earliest disciples with those tongues of fire, Jesus was also inviting them, those people, into the union and the power and the love that Jesus always shared with his Father. This has been the invitation ever since that day, that the triune God is inviting you. Come, enter into the family of God. Be changed. Take on our DNA. Be filled with what fills us. You see, the Spirit was our origin story, but it is also our story today. And that's my prayer, that you would go and be filled with that very life-giving power that has always existed in the Trinity. Would that fill you today? God bless everybody. Take care.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.